Politics has become quite the spectator sport, and it feels like every week the view gets more and more interesting and toxic at the same time. For example, in this past week, here's what happened as Representative Tim Burchett was talking with a reporter from NPR and Kevin McCarthy walked by.
Yeah, I think it went all right.
Yeah. Sorry, Kevin. Didn't mean to elbow. Why'd you elbow me in the back, Kevin?
Okay.
Hey, Kevin, you got any guts?
Jerk.
Has he done that before?
No.
Huh. That's a new move.
I'm gonna talk to him.
You got no guts. You did so. They sat there, and the reporter said it right there. What kind of chicken move is that? You're pathetic, man. You are so pathetic. What a jerk. You need security, Kevin. Anyway.
Now let's move forward just a bit, and we can go over to the Senate side, where Senator Mark Wayne Mullen wanted to throw down with Teamster President Sean O'Brien during a Senate committee hearing.
But after you left here, you got pretty excited about the keyboard. In fact, you tweeted at me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. And let me read what the last one said. It said, "Greedy CEO who pretends like he's self-made. What a clown. Fraud. Always has been. Always will be. Quit the tough guy act in these Senate hearings. You know where to find me. Any place, any time, cowboy." Sir, this is a time, this is a place. If you want to run your mouth, we can be 2 consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Oh, stop it.
Is that your solution every problem?
No, no, sit down.
Oh, you're a clown.
Sit down.
Okay.
You know, you're a United States Senator. Sit down.
Active.
Oh, okay. Sit down, please.
All right.
Can I respond?
Hold it. If we can, no, I have the mic. I'm sorry.
This is
what
he said.
You'll have your time.
Okay.
Can I respond?
Oh, no, you can't.
By the way, that was Bernie Sanders playing referee there. Apparently, Mullen and O'Brien have been going at each other on social media. This was their first time actually facing each other. So Mullen wanted to fight a Teamster. Got a tip for Mullen. Bring friends. A lot of them. Then we have Donald Trump, who seems to be a little confused about who he would be running against in the 2024 election.
The head of Hungary, a very tough, strong guy, Viktor Orban. Did anybody ever hear of him? Probably. You know, considered very powerful, very powerful within his country and outside of his country. Not exactly loved by some of the European nations because he does this thing. He didn't allow millions of people to invade his country. He allowed nobody to invade. Zero. He had nobody. So he doesn't have crime and he doesn't have the problems that they're having in other countries where millions of people were allowed to go in. But They were interviewing him 2 weeks ago, and they said, what would you advise President Obama? The whole world seems to be exploding and imploding. And he said, it's very simple. He should immediately resign, and they should replace him with President Trump.
Yeah, Trump said and is saying with increasing frequency that he would be running against Barack Obama in 2024, not President Biden, which has created a couple of issues. First, part of MAGA actually now believes that Obama is the president simply because Trump is saying so. There are others who are just nodding their heads in agreement in order to make an excuse for Trump, who keeps making this mistake over and over and over again. Staying with MAGA, there's a new faction of MAGA that's starting to take root, and it's definitely cause for concern. Steve Bannon recently labeled this faction. The label's pretty much stuck now. They're calling themselves the Trump Davidians. Sound familiar? Do you recall the Branch Davidians and what they stood for? No, this isn't a mistake out of ignorance for this part of MAGA. They know very well what tagging themselves in this way means, and they're very proud of it. David Koresh corrupted the word of God. He preached and committed violence, was against freedom, except for the very select. So am I the only one who sees this? Hope not. No, I have no doubt the GOP will turn a blind eye to this in their continuing effort to appease MAGA. That's why if you take a look at the priorities of the Republicans in Congress, you come up with things like limits on the LGBTQ community, Bud Light, abortion bans, which 70% or more of Americans oppose, book bans, and of course drag shows. While the Democrats in Congress want to focus on anti-Semitism, infrastructure, technology, Israel, Ukraine, election integrity. Any questions?